Well, first time ever, Mazatlan, Mexico. Went on a cruise, Carnival Cruise Line, first time in over a decade to go on Carnival. Was thinking that, man, last time it was not as amazing as I would loved. It was the first time cruising and had all these expectations, and it wasn't quite what I wanted to be. But boy, was I surprised. Carnival upped their game so well. It was a wonderful cruise, and I'm going to be talking about the three ports that we went to, Puerto Vallarta, Mazatlan, and Cabo San Lucas over the next few weeks. But today I want to highlight Mazatlan. This is a cruise that we just went on last month, and in a few more months we'll go on it again. I know, repeat cruise, who would have thunk? We went on Carnival this last time. We're going to go on Royal Caribbean in September. But this one to Mazatlan, never been there. We had some wonderful friends that had never cruised, but they had been to Mazatlan. Actually, I'm trying to remember. Yeah, they'd been to Mazatlan and one other destination. But they'd never been on a cruise. So we were teaching them a little bit about the cruise line. It didn't take long before they picked it up, just like what happened last year with some other friends. They just learned it so quick. But in Mazatlan, they told us, hey, we have some great ideas about what we can do for excursions. Can you trust us? We said, absolutely. They told us over and over again what they were thinking. We studied it out with them. And man, we were so excited to go there. Well, we get there, and they had a driver that they had one or two other times that they just fell in love with this driver. Super nice person. Ismail is his name. He goes by Smiley. He's on TripAdvisor. Phenomenal. He actually does smile all the time. He had a sign waiting, as I recall, for us. Hey, come over here. He had something like a 12-person Toyota minivan, cranked up the air conditioning. You can imagine in Mexico, no matter any time of the year, you want the air conditioning cranked. He takes us to a place called the Mazatlan. I think it's in Mazatlan. It's called the Observatorio 1873. This place, oh my goodness, friends, I got to tell you, it's epic. You take a tram to the top of a mountain. Now, not a mountain like, West Coast mountains or whatever, but I'm talking a pretty big hill that you don't necessarily, well, you could climb up it. One of our friends actually climbed to the top, and the rest of us took a tram. It was awesome. Went up the side of this hill or this smaller mountain. We get to the top, and there's a stagecoach from, I believe, the late 1800s. Okay, that's kind of cool. Just sitting out there, peacocks are walking all around, and you see a building from the late 1800s with all the 1800, late 1800, I guess, furniture and such inside. They have an aviary with all these amazing exotic birds. Over 160 iguanas wandering around that you can take a look at. Tortoises, huge, large tortoises. You get to see deer, all kinds of different cacti, probably 12 to 15 different variety. Oh my goodness. The top of this mountain, this hill, we walked around for probably maybe 2 or 3 hours and absolutely loved it. The view at the top over the city, over Mazatlan, was incredible, including this massive rock out in the ocean. I asked our driver as we were coming up to the observatorio, what's this big, white, beautiful rock out in the ocean? What created that, or what type of a rock is it? And he went on to explain in Spanish that the rock was white because of the birds. And then I realized the birds had done their business on the rock and turned it white. And so we talked about, well, what happens when it rains? Does it clean it off? And he said, not entirely. But there's this beautiful rock, and you can see it from the top of the mountain. You can see the view of the whole city. Matter of fact, on one side of the mountain, we could see our cruise ship. And on the other side, we could see the beautiful part of the ocean with the white rock. And it was a foggy day, but it was still so amazing. There was a section there where you could see fish, a lot of the koi fish, I believe, is what was in there. You could walk right in between sections of the koi fish. You walk atop of a jungle, basically, to see all the birds and the iguana and have this amazing view, like little bridges, if you will, at the top. We absolutely fell in love with this place. And here's the kicker. It's relatively new. They've restored it and made it new. They're expanding it. They're going to have, I believe, bones like of different animals, including whales and such, I think is what they're doing next on a section up there. It was so clean, though. The bathrooms, the facilities, everything was super clean. And the staff, there was so many people working there helping. It was probably a 6-to-1 ratio between people working there and people visiting there. We had all the help we could possibly want. We personally thanked a number of people for keeping it clean and constantly trying to make it a better attraction. There's even a 10-12 minute video at the beginning that tells you about the history of this observatorio, 1873. If you have a chance in Mazatlan to go there, there's a number of places to eat, a number of things to do. This is a place worthwhile. Matter of fact, when I go back again in a few months, I'm definitely going in Mazatlan to the Observatorio 1873. Bon voyage.